On the last episode of TNC, we got out of 20 Fortress and had Garo beat. But as soon as we thought it was safe to celebrate, we took a rest and our new friend Tempe passed away. That one hurt us, but we had to keep on with pushing to the east toward the far lands of Shimura. Then we came across an undead version of Garo. Damn, he won't quit. You couldn't stay down till tomorrow? Well, we had a chance to pop off and get violent. A great Omikami showed up. Is that Finance? He dusted Garo in a second, then he vanished from our presence. Now the party's all protected. Man, this journey's getting hectic. Episode 83, Bloodlust.
So after that magnificent and wondrous experience, you continue traveling east. You pass the stream, and you're able to collect water if you want to. But you continue going through Hodai Forest, and it is peaceful for the next couple of hours. And I'm going to reveal the next map to your left. I want you all to place your characters on the upper left part of the map when I reveal it. You see that? Place your characters on the top left there where the opening is. All right. So as you continue eastward going through the forest, you come across what looks like some small ruins in the distance. And from what you guys know, Hodai Forest is on the west or the west. It's on the southernmost tip, or not tip, but the southern parts of Ashai, where it's coming across the ocean, but it goes into Aloria and parts of Shimura, as you all know. But you all have general knowledge that Hodai Forest is known to have people living in it. It's for, you know, in general, a peaceful forest, at least before the war. But you do know that there were people that escaped Aloria that ran into the forest for coverage and probably made it their new home, or maybe some of the militia or escapees created a rebel group to side with Shimura and have been helping Shimura try and push back Koldar on the border. So these ruins here, though, look much older than any of you. The walls are all made out of stone, but you can see in the distance that plenty of the walls have been destroyed, with many of the stones just scattered all over the areas. But as you're getting closer to these ruins here in the middle of the forest, make me perception check.
You got it.
Hote with a 16. Roroy with a 13. Yomi with a 14, right? And looks like Stella with an 11. So as all four of you and Ashina are walking down the path, you see, you know, again, these small ruins in the distance. But coming from within the ruins, you see smoke coming, like floating up from within the ruins. A small amount of smoke. Nothing is on fire. Like, it's not like the forest is on fire or anything like that. Your guess is it could be a campfire of some kind. What do you do?
Seems like somebody's over there making camp. Should we go interrupt it?
Interrupt is such a dramatic word. I'd say we'll keep them company.
Oh.
And see if they want to share a meal.
Or the fire.
Ashina looks at you. Wait. We are still in Aloria, I think. It could be Koldarian soldiers.
Yeah, we should be careful.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No. Sure.
Sorry, I'm just feeling real safe with the deer god. I'm got my back and all.
They kind of let my guard down as well.
Well, why don't you go up and do your rogue things and see what or who?
Sure. He hits the crouch button, turns it to the landscape with that 23.
23 stealth. All right, so you're going to move forward?
Yeah.
All right, so as you move forward, that's fine. I'll reveal more of the map to you specifically. I'll say if the others don't see this, only you do, since you've gone further. So what you do spot, in front of the ruins, it looks like, you know, again, the walls are all crumbled down. There's some walls that are not touched, but you can see the ruins has been taken over by the forest as well. Much of the plant growth has crawled up the sides of the broken walls, as well as the walls that haven't been touched. But there is someone standing outside where it looks like the entryway going into the ruins. Their back is to you. It's a humanoid. Mm-hmm. He looks human. He's in armor. And as you look at him, he's in golden armor with a red scarf around his neck. He seems to be just standing watch, and he has an axe in one hand, a two-handed axe. As you
gold armor,
as you study, he looks Koldarian.
Oh God, it's the general, right?
No, no. It's not.
Rinnock?
It's not General Rinnock. No, this guy looks like he's in scouting armor. It's much lighter armor, and he doesn't have the golden mask. You can see he just has a normal helmet.
Oh,
it's not General Rinnock. No, I ain't gonna do that to you.
Yeah, you would.
Right.
But What do you do, Hota? You just see him standing guard. He's not like pacing. He's just standing there. He looks bored. He's whistling to himself.
Hota is looking towards the group, and he's doing some hand signals that no one knows what he's doing. It looks like gang signs. And then the last one, he just points at the guy.
Doing some Naruto hand movements?
Yep. You have no idea. It just looks like gang signs.
Oh.
And he points at the guy, and then he puts one finger to his lips. That's his shh.
Nobody talking. Bye-bye.
I mean, he is going to sneak closer, though. But that's about it. That's all he's doing.
Okay. What did the rest of you do as Hota sneaks closer? Now, remember, if you do move forward, knowing now that Hota said, shh, you might want to make stealth checks. Or do you all just stay there and wait for Hota to do his thing?
I'm sure the party does not want Roderoid.
With that shitty ass roll, I'm gonna stay there. I guess I'm breathing hard.
Yep. Ashina is gonna draw her weapon. She's gonna wait because she's wearing samurai armor. She's not really good at sneaking, so she's gonna wait. And she just points at Hota, and she just as she's pointing at Hota, she brings her finger to her neck, and she just does like the motion, slit his throat.
He takes that the wrong way. He takes it the wrong way. I'm just going to let you know right now. That's not what he was thinking.
Oh my God.
He's thinking later. That's a promise.
Damn, oh you think God. You about to get some throat?
You stupid.
Holtz is like, ooh.
He said, I'll murder for that.
No, I ain't. What he's thinking?
And if she murders you.
Right.
Guess I'll just have to watch.
So what do you do, Hota?
Hota's going to take him hostage.
Okay.
He's going to try to get him from behind and disable him.
Make me another stealth check.
Where is that? There you are.
Okay. He doesn't hear you.
It's going to just yoke him up like a solid snake.
So you want to grapple him?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait. Maybe grapple will be bad. My strength is flat.
So
we're going to swing the scimitar the non-bladed side as hard as we can.
Okay.
And add the sneak attack since he ain't... Since I should have advantage since he doesn't notice me, right?
Yeah, you have advantage, yes. Roll that again. Yes.
Right. I need some better numbers, goddammit.
Yes, you do. So luckily.
Wait, I do have my fortune from the many. I just have to see just how far they are. Ooh, no one's close enough. Never mind.
So luckily, a 13 is all you needed. He's wearing really light armor. So you attack him with your scimitar then?
I'm using the blunted edge.
All right,
and I'm attacking him.
Roll the damage with sneak attack.
All right, there's that. Here's the sneak attack, which should be 2d6. Yep.
All right, so for 13 points of non-lethal damage, you take the blunt end of your scimitar and you just smack him across the side of his head. He has the helmet, so that helps a little bit. But as you do so, he passes out.
Take him by the feet. We're going to drag him back to the squad.
Okay.
Get him to the homies.
All right, so you drag him slowly back towards the party.
Yep.
As they're approaching, Stella goes,
"Oh, I love it. You picked us some flowers."
"Oh, I did? Oh, take a look. Take a gander."
Oshino looks down at him. "You didn't slit his throat like I told you to."
"Is that what you meant?"
"Yes. Kill him."
"I kind of thought we were... I don't think we should investigate first, shouldn't we?"
"We better make it quick, because I am going to kill this man."
"Well, he's back now. He's on back. Oh, take a step back. Take a deep breath."
"Wait, so there could be more guys on the part of the map that's not revealed, right?"
"Yeah, in the ruins, there could be. You just don't know."
He's going to take off his helmet, try to figure out if he is, like, take a look at him, all right?
Take his helmet off. It's just a regular-looking human wearing Koldarian armor. He's knocked out, though.
"Well, I guess he is Koldarian, huh?"
"Well.
All right, what do you want to do? All right, fine." He draws a scimitar again.
"Don't sound so excited."
He's just going to drag it across his neck.
Not going to get what he wants. Now he's upset.
We're all just hovering over this man as he gets his throat slit and sleep.
Yeah, we're like watching it happen. What's wrong with us?
No one's stopping that shit.
"All right, the deal is done. Are you happy now?"
"So you slit his throat?"
"It's slit."
All right. The man dies almost immediately. As you throw, he just bleeds out the neck and his body just goes limp as he's lying there.
"All right, go ahead and loot him."
"We should have called off work."
Stella starts going through the pockets.
"Looking for snacks, not money. But if I find money for snacks."
As you go through the soldier's pockets, you do find he has some gold. He has 20 gold just chilling in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has what looks like a small little bracelet made out of silver.
"That's
cute." And she takes the bracelet. She has the gold in her hand, and the hand is just open toward the group.
"That's lovely.
Y'all want it or not?"
I'm good.
That's okay.
"Oh, sure, here."
"Yeah, they think they too good." She gives them 10.
It takes it and then hands it over to Ashina. "Oh, it's a gift."
Ashina takes the gold and pockets it.
"Yeah, there you go."
"He's dead. What good is gold to a dead man?"
He just throws his body in the woods behind him.
All right. She looks over at Hota. "Did you see any more of them in the ruins?"
"No, didn't really look."
"Well, let's assume that there are more of them in there. What do y'all want to do? Do we want to attempt to sneak them, or just want to run in there and slit all their throats?"
"Do you really want me to sneak in there?"
He's looking at Roy.
"I think we should all go in at a different point. How many are there? Is this a wall we can climb over? Like the
where the guard was standing, Hota, you noticed there was an entryway. It looks like that's where there used to be a door of some kind, a gate, which is where you would assume is how to enter. But you also see, you know, the crumbled wall in front of you, which is not nearly as high as the walls closest to you that are still standing. You could probably climb up the crumbled wall, but you risk making noise because it's all crumbled and stone, broken stone. You don't see any other way in other than those two ways.
Okay. Well,
I'll sneak back to the entrance and see what I can see.
Yeah, I'll go too.
Okay.
It's a better stove. And I'm going to go like over here, kind of behind these rocks and start creeping over toward where the door used to be.
My stealth is god awful.
You rolled a 1.
Yikes.
All right. So you have an 8 in your stealth. So place your character where he would have been, Hota.
He tripped over a rock.
Stella turns around.
As you trip over the rock, you hit the ground, and as you hit the ground, you just you break some stone, and something goes flying. One of the twigs that you snapped goes flying into some of the rocks, which hits parts of the broken wall, which creates more rocks come that crumble down the broken up wall. And you all can hear voices within the ruins speak up.
Hey, did you hear that? Hey, what's up? What's going on out there? Playing any games? Throwing rocks again?
So, yeah.
I was like, what do you want us to answer? Shut up.
Yeah.
Say that. Are you really saying that back?
He's going to reply back in a more angrier voice at like a Kaldarian. Ah, shut up.
As you say, ah, shut up, the voices from inside, they sound confused for a moment. They go silent. What did you just say, recruit? And as
Ella turns around, go hide, hide.
He's picking himself off the floor.
I'm going to say, let's make turn orders really quick.
Oh, boy.
Roll turn orders, and I'll explain what happens really quick. So 20. Nice. Hoto with a 14.
Oh,
okay. Yome with a 14 as well. Roy with a 3. Jesus. Roy! Sheena with a 11. And then I'm going to make a roll for the homies inside. I'm gonna name them homies. Even though they're not homies. Let's see here. They rolled a 10 total. So it's gonna go Stella, Hota, Yome, Roro, or Ashina, homies, and then Roroi. And who has the higher dex between Hota and Yome? What's your dex mod?
My dex mod is 5.
All right, so you'll go before Yome, because I think Yome only has a 2. Okay. So, really quick, you hear the voices coming closer towards the gate at this point. I'm going to give you all the opportunity to react, because they don't know you're out here. So, Stella, what are you doing as you hear the voices from inside the ruins begin to walk towards the entrance?
She takes a deep breath.
Here goes nothing.
And she stands up straight and just waits for them to come around the corner, because she's going to make a comment.
Okay, so you'll hold your turn until something one of them steps out. Then, Hota, what are you doing?
Oh God,
you've tripped half your movements to get up. Remember that you're prone.
Yep. And Stella is just going to stand there. Oh, God.
Well, I thought they was coming out now, so I was going to say something.
They'll come out when their turn is.
I see.
Yeah, you're just holding your
turn. Well, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to just go in there then. Y'all stay out here so y'all can get the jump on them if something goes down.
Oh, you going to go in?
Yep. Reveal that map.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Feeling ballsy today.
That map.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 or 5? 4. Okay. Stella walks in. She knocks on the door that doesn't exist.
Well, hello.
They quickly, all 4 Kaldarian soldiers staring you down. They all jump up at you because they were expecting their ally to come through.
Who are you?
Well, well, I've been recruited to follow Gal. In the religion of Rastlerism, and I want to see if you want to join our church.
What? Where's Toby?
He's reading a pamphlet about Rastlerism.
I don't know what you're talking about. Drop your weapons.
I don't have any weapons.
You're in Kaldarian territory. Now, stick them up.
As they all begin to walk towards you, drawing their weapons.
And I'm going to take my action, and I'm going to run out toward Hota. I'm going to lead them to y'all.
Oh. I thought they wanted to be good. I thought they wanted to change.
Now it's Hoja's turn.
Oh, I feel like boy.
This plan worked super well.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I didn't think they were just going to try to fight me immediately.
Well, Hoja's going to post up here and try to hide within. Actually, yeah, I can do that. Really? I have my.
Jump in that bush.
My cunning action. I'll just use hide.
Don't you have the wrestlerism Bible? You could try to give it to him.
Oh, I have that?
Well, I think Hoja had it.
Oh.
I thought I pawned it off on Roy.
I might have had it. I don't remember.
Someone had it.
I pawned it off on somebody.
I thought it was Mr. Nervous. He pawned it off on.
Oh, you're talking about the guy behind the desk?
Yeah.
Strung
oh,
out?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Strung out.
Mr. Strung out?
Yep, Mr. Strung out. Yeah, I pawned it off with him. Well, I'm going to use my cunning action and hide. Then when they come around the corner.
Or are you trying to hide in the broken up like stone or the wall or some of that foliage? Or
any dark part of that wall that I can stick my leg into.
All right, so you're doing the hide action. All yep. right, gotcha.
Stella's mouth drops like she can't believe she's been abandoned in her poor plan.
Well, you ain't been abandoned yet. Go on, keep moving.
So, Yome, what are you doing? As you see these two, you see Stella run in, then run out, and Hope is diving into the stone side. It's like an episode of Scooby-Doo, man.
I don't know what they're doing. Where should I go? That's like a good. I can't make it all the way to where they are anyway. So.
No, you could make use your action to dash, which doubles your movement if you wanted to. That's up to you, though.
Maybe get. I'm gonna get right here. I don't know what they're doing, so I'm trying to get closer.
Okay.
So I did dash. I would have to dash to do that. Okay. It's too far.
Okay.
Just to get like close enough to them to be like, what's the plan? Can't really tell what's going on.
Yome runs next to the wall that's unbroken, and she's sticking her head out around the corner. You guys hear her? What are you doing? What's the plan?
Hota lifts his shoulders up and hands up like he's like,
What the fuck? Kind of convert him to wrestlerism. Distract him. It was a poor plan, I admit it.
You hear the voices getting closer, Yome, as they're now coming out of the ruins. Anything else, Yome?
No, that'll be all. All
right. Ashino Ruri is going to step forward. She's going to come around the tree line and stand there, and she's going to have her Naginata in her hands waiting for them to come out.
Damn.
Now, the homies, they all four come bursting out of here with their weapons drawn. And as they do, they're looking around. Where'd they go? Toby! Where are you, Toby? You just hear them yelling for Toby, the guy you guys slit his throat. And they don't see Yome at this current time or Hoja. They do see Stella standing there, though, and Ashino Ruri. And they're like, enemies, surrender if you value your lives.
What? You'd fight a soldier of the Lord?
We don't know what you're talking about, but you've done something to Toby. Harming a Koldarian soldier means death.
Now he's surrender. At the church!
Surrender, drop your weapons, and we will bring you in unharmed.
Okay. Alright. Be cool.
As Stella is talking to them, Roy, they don't know you're there yet. What are you doing?
Trying to figure out the distance of firebolts.
Oh, that will reach. I'm pretty sure it's Firebolt has like it's either 60, 120.
120. Yeah,
that's gonna reach.
Okay.
So you're trying to firebolt? Who are you trying to
hit?
Oh, you got all the space the room in the world, man. All the distance.
The closest one. Okay. Stella.
So a 13 is what you need. You send out a firebolt and it just slams against the soldier's chest for 6 points of fire damage. He just almost gets knocked down. We're under attack! Kill them all!
Roy will step forward
All right. And that's it.
And hold on. It's going to do the max movement. I guess right next to Ashina.
Okay.
And he'll just wave.
That'll be the end of the round. It's now round two. Stella, it's your turn again. What are you doing? You just see a fireball go past you and slams into one of them.
I tried to save your souls. Nothing? Okay.
They have no idea what the fuck you're talking about with Rasslerism. They're like, what the fuck is this person talking about?
Okay.
They just know Toby's gone. And that's not good.
It should have been better to him.
I guess Rasslerism hasn't made it this far.
No. Mm-hmm.
Right. He's going to be like, who out here is talking about my shit?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to slash at the one right there. What do I need to hit his ass?
So you rolled an 11. You need a 13. So 11's too low to hit. You do have your, I think you have a dagger or something, right? Or, oh, wait, you're not Damien.
Right. No, one attack.
Okay.
Well.
Any bonus actions?
Yeah, I'm going to disengage after she swings and it just hits lightly.
Fuck. Let's talk about this.
Well, I'm trying to basically buy time while Hota figures out whatever he's gonna do.
Okay,
so run past.
All right, cool. I was gonna say, do you have a skill that allows you to disengage? Because that's an action to use, disengage.
Oh, would get an attack of opportunity on me, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you were Hota or
I'm so used
or
to playing
Damien,
rogue.
Yeah, then you would
kind of miss being a rogue. Nope.
I mean, you can still move.
I'm about to say, yeah. See if they'll hit.
Yeah. Okay.
Roll that shit on roll 20, you cheater. Same.
I rolled a 5.
Yes.
So you're able to avoid it. He slashes at you with his sword and you duck under it. Hota, are you staying hidden or are you coming out of that rubble?
Hota's staying hidden. He's going to hold his turn.
Okay.
When they run past.
No, that's a good idea.
He's going to strike.
All right. Yome, what are you doing? You see Stella rushes at them, attacks, runs away.
There's been a lot of that today.
Yome has no clue what's going on, so she doesn't know what you're trying to do. She has no clue what Hoka's
they're trying to kill me. You know what they're trying to do? Kill them.
I know. So I'm going to do... Hota is trying to surprise him, right?
Yeah, he looks like he's...
Yep. I'm trying to surprise him.
I'm gonna do Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame! Alright.
Flame.
Make me that roll. Are you doing it to the one closest to you?
The closest one, yeah.
Okay.
Target must succeed on a dex saving throw.
Alright, I rolled a 10. That's a fail.
Ooh!
Max damage. 8 points of damage. Hits the man in front.
Can't even know. He just gets.
Yep.
He feels this radiant heat begin to burn him from all over. He doesn't know where it's coming from. And
Stella points at him. I told you not to mess with the Lord.
You see the guy next to him with the crossbow. He's sweating. What's going on? Magic. All right, so he's pretty hurt. He's not down, but he's pretty hurt after the firebolt and that radiant damage. Did you do anything else, Yome?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I was in here talking myself, like, no, I'm good. I don't think I can do anything else.
Damn.
All right, it's Ashina's turn. Ashina is gonna use her max movement. She rushes past you, Stella. Death to the Koldarians! And she has bloodlust in her face as she rushes past you, still almost pushing you to the side as she goes jumping at the one that's closest to the team. And as she does so, she swings her naginata to try and behead him. So we shall see if she is able to do so. Oh, she rolled a 1, so that's 8. That's gonna be a miss. She gets 2 attacks. That's a 17. That one will hit. for 9 slashing damage. As she does so, he is able to avoid her first attack, but she spins it around and cuts his head off with the second blow. And as she does so, she grabs onto his body, throws it beneath her, and begins to stomp on it, stabbing it with her naginata, or slashing down at it. Die! 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 Die!
Stella's eyes widen, and then widen even more as the pupils dilate. She's just really taken aback by this behavior.
Roy's a little bit scared
right now. Right, she lost her friends and just changed.
Sheena Ruri did not get the calm that we all received.
Not at all.
She just got justification to kill her enemies, apparently.
Yep.
Hey,
the bloodlust.
Not everyone's personal experiences in their mind is the same when they come.
They told us to go this way. They must have wanted us to kill them.
So fair enough. That's her turn. It's now the homies. They are glaring at what's going on, and they jump or attempt to jump the closest to them, which is Stella and Ashina. So the man with the crossbow, he's going to come around. He's going to walk. Hota, you can see him. He has the crossbow.
Yep.
He's trying to get away from the two, Ashina and Stella, as he's going to shoot at Ashina first. And he rolled a one. So as he goes to shoot, he is shaking in his boots. He is also wearing light armor. And you guys remember, or at least Stella heard, when they were talking about Toby, he was a recruit. So in your mind, you're thinking these guys are brand new recruits sent out here.
Right, they got that level one armor.
They don't have much experience. As he goes to shoot with his crossbow, the string snaps and the bolt breaks in half. He looks down.
Oh, his luck sucks.
Yeah.
That's not luck. That's allowed.
I want to use my turn.
Oh, are you going to use your turn? Okay.
Yep.
Before the other two do stuff, man. Okay.
Hota is going to rush forward at when he sees that string break. He's going to run right at him like a freight train. He's running down a wife and kid style, swinging his scimitar.
Okay. Damn. Okay.
But the 9 damage.
That will hit. All right. And you also, I would say, have sneak attack because he didn't know you were there.
Oh, that's right. All right, we're going to go ahead and hit it with that 2d6.
Oh! Do you, that's 9 damage plus an additional 9, so 18. Do you kill him or knock him out?
He kills him.
He looks up at you as he drops his crossbow. Wait, no! And how do you kill him then as he's putting his hands up? Briar here laughing.
He rushes at him, slashes him upwards first, and it comes down between the collarbones.
He drops to the ground, gone.
I'm sorry, Sheena really would have done it if I didn't.
His helmet comes rolling off his face. He looks like he's a young lad sent to the front lines. Much younger than any of you.
Oh, I see. You got what I got.
All right. The other two homies, they see what's going on, and they're beginning to freak out. And the two of them, one of them comes around the ruins. He steps out, and he holds his sword up, and he looks at his other homie, and they look at each other, and look back at the four of you. Well, technically the five of you, but they don't know Yome's there. They look at the group and they quickly throw their weapons to the ground, hold their hands up. Wait, don't kill us. Wait, we surrender.
This is actually a perfect idea, because if we let them go, they're gonna be like, I don't know, they just kept talking about wrestlerism, and we're gonna make him a villain in this land without him even having to be here. This is the perfect plan.
Remember, Rassler Payne, he's in Shimada. He's not anywhere near
the
border.
But he ain't made it here yet. Right.
Whenever he comes over that border and he starts talking crazy, they're going to go, oh no, we know about this motherfucker. Yep. We done heard about this cult and we're not here for it. And then we don't even got to worry about him.
We wasted resources training them motherfuckers and you killed them the third day.
So with that, Roy, it's your turn. You see they drop their weapons and they're like yelling, surrender. What are you doing?
Yeah, he'll dash up right next to the guy to make sure they don't get killed. He doesn't want to. He knows what it's like to be afraid. So he's going to go easy on him.
He said he knows what it's like. All right, so you rush up to the one closest
to you. And then he'll just hold out his hand so just to grab his weapon.
Oh, so you grab the soldier's weapon on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they threw their weapons on the ground. So, you're able to grab it, and he's just looking at you. Please, I surrender. Don't hurt us.
Singing.
Yeah, he's singing, man. He's singing. He's singing like those Kodama were.
He sound like Keith Sweat to me, man.
Kodama Summers.
Just cooperate, and I'll do whatever I can to make sure they don't do anything to you.
Stella walks behind Roy. There's nothing he can do. See? She walks around. This is God's will. She puts her hand on his shoulder. And had you listened, had you just let me spread the good word, your friends, they'd be on this plane, not another. Now, how about we all just drop our weapons, hold hands, and have a prayer?
He looks at you. He looks confused. What? What are you talking about? Just let us go. We won't tell anyone about this encounter. We're just recruits. We don't know what's going on. We're just here making sure that any Shimaran soldiers or citizens don't make it past here. We're not here to... We give up. Just let us go.
So is it technically my turn?
Technically, yeah. I mean, they dropped their weapons. Combat is over at this point. So technically, you don't have to do the turn order. But if you're going to like attack or something, I'd say go ahead because you have the first round. But y'all can do whatever now. Combat's over at this point. They've given up, so.
Yeah, I mean... They know where headquarters is and shit, so I would not trust them to not say anything. Stella turns. How many more of you are there, and where?
Please tell the truth.
The Lord sees all.
He looks at you.
What are you talking about, the Lord? I don't know who the Lord is. But
oh, you shouldn't have said that.
And she smacks him in the face.
He gets smacked and he's holding his cheek. Oh, you see, it's all red. He's bleeding from the lips. The other one looks over at him. I know who the Lord is. And to answer your question, there's another squad of us further down the pathway to the east. And there's another squad to the north watching over the Hirai Forest borders, making sure no Shimarans try to sneak by.
Oh, see, ain't that good?
I like when people cooperate, but you. And she turns to the one that didn't want to say anything.
Oh,
Jesus.
That's a 19. That's going to hit with your rapier. You stab him for 9 points of damage. As you stab him, he looks at you. He's not dead, but he's hurt. He's bleeding now. Oh, stop. Please, no more. I gave up.
You should have told him the truth. Now, you guys, your boys ain't going to like this next part. Holt is going to strip them of their armor.
Okay.
They're walking around naked. He's going to tie them.
Okay. So you tie them down.
We can't let them go. We can't let them go. If you're going to be alive, you ain't going to run free. Freedom's over.
All right. So you tie them down. What are the rest of you doing at this point?
Freedom's over.
Oh, yeah. They're...
Roy's backing up.
Walter was a soldier. He knows.
Yome is coming out. Well, actually, if they see Yome, will they know that she's like from
Ina Isle?
Not necessarily Ina Isle, but just from what the fuck is the other continent?
Purifiers? Oh, no.
The nation?
Yeah.
Shimada?
Yeah, from like Shimada.
Technically, no, because you're wearing Ina Island like armor. So, I mean, you look like a shrine maiden. You don't wear, you know, the typical shrine maiden outfit from Shimada.
I'm not trying to sell us out. I want them to think we're wrestlerism dudes.
No, they don't know you're from Shimada. Like, right now, all of you are wearing equipment. So the only one that resembles anything Shimada is a Shinoruri, because she has samurai armor. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Shimada has the samurai armor. Now, Roroi's armor is somewhat like the Shimaran armor, because obviously Iwatsuni Isles used to be part of Shimada, but you're not wearing the Shimaran military uniform. Neither is Ashina. She has her own like samurai armor, but it's not military like grade. So they technically don't know you're Shimaran, but the samurai armor might give them a hint. But anyone can wear samurai armor, so.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if, because I'm like a Yeki too.
No, Yeki are all over the continent of Ashina. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So there's even Koldarians Yeki, so.
Well, then I come hang out too. I don't need to stay hidden then. I don't want to. Do I need to be part of it?
You see, Stella has stabbed one man. He's now bleeding and naked, tied up.
Roy does not want to be part of this.
Can I heal that man? Can I mend that man?
The man that's on the ground bleeding, he's like, he looks at Roy. He said he'd stop him. Please don't hurt me anymore.
Let me heal that man up. But we're not gonna kill him. Let me heal that man up.
Well, yo, man, you came out of hiding. He hands you a rope for that guy. So, he's yours now.
Yo, man, as you go down to try and heal this man, Ashina looks at you. What are you doing?
What?
Right, you gonna heal him up so he can
go snitch? She's standing behind you. You look over your shoulder and she's just glaring at you from beneath her. Again, she has the samurai mask. You only see her mouth and her eyes, and she's glaring death at you. What are you doing?
Well, we can't just leave him here bleeding out.
Yes, we can.
Leaving him here.
Listen, I want to get these men back to our side of the fence. That way we can question them. Personally,
you heard what they said. They're here with other Koldarian soldiers. There's a group to the north and a group to the east, further past this path. You don't think they're going to attempt to tell their friends about us? Do you think their allies cared when they slaughtered Biggs and Wedge?
Oh, they'll be gagged. Don't worry about them saying anything.
If Koldar has sided with the Yaksha. There is no redemption for them. Kill them.
Well, I didn't say anything about redemption, did I? That's up to the army.
The Lord.
Ashina Rui has gone rogue, so y'all need to figure out if y'all gonna listen to her or run from her.
I mean, she's helped us a lot, but I just didn't want to leave someone bleeding out. God dang it.
Look at those dead bodies back there. That was probably them. I don't care about dead bodies.
Well, if we're gonna kill them, we kill them. I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying there's no reason to let him bleed out, tie him up, and leave him here.
But don't waste no healing spell.
The guy on the ground bleeding out, he's just listening to all of you. Please don't kill him. We're fresh recruits. We were forced here.
Shut up. We'll leave the one alive that decided to give us information. But you?
I kind of want him for questioning.
He got
Why? For what?
Right
we can't,
this,
we're not
going
to take him with us.
Why not?
What are we going to do? Get across the border with a bunch of soldiers?
Of course we're not going to take them with us. They're dead weight. We're going to kill them here.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Give me my rope back.
I didn't want it in the first
place. He unties him.
No, Ashina looks at you. What are you doing? Keep him tied. He might try to run.
Well, that's what you guys wanted. I want my rope back.
You'll get it after we kill them.
We'll kill him.
I don't feel right killing them.
Well, hurry up now.
You don't feel right killing them? Then question him, get your answers, and then kill him.
They surrendered.
Do you think they would have given you that same mercy? No.
Hell no, I was just trying to spread the Lord's work, and they were trying to kill me. And she stabbed him again for 5 piercing damage.
You stab him again for 5. He has 2 HP left. He's crying now.
Oh my God.
He's rolling around on the ground. The other soldier, he's sweating. He's just like, please.
I want to use something on him. He's going to look at this guy that's still tied up.
He's sweating as you look at him. He's sweating buckets.
Can I roll that with advantage?
Yeah, roll that with advantage. I was going to say. All right, what do you do with your intimidation?
He leans down like a 70s villain, rolls up his sleeves. got the cigarette in the mouth. Now, I want to ask you a question. How bad do you want to live?
I need to live. I have a wife and kids, man.
Not anymore. How about fighting for me? If you want to live, you're gonna have to fight for Hotaru Bay. If not, I'll hand you to Ashina Ruli, and she'll take your bloody head off.
You promise you won't hurt me.
I won't hurt you. But okay. You got to swear your allegiance to me.
I swear my allegiance to Hotaru Bay.
Ew.
I like the sound of that. Now get up. Wipe yourself off. He's going to tie his hands. Any treachery.
As he gets up, he's just in his drawers. You see he's pissed himself.
Lovely.
This is fucked up.
Listen. He fights for me. This is mine. My soldier. Well,
you can't just keep a pet.
He's my soldier. We have ourselves an NPC.
Why are you talking to this guy? The other guy is on the ground rolling around.
And Stella looks down. There's no good lore without a little bit of darkness.
He looks up at you. Ah!
Oh my God.
Oh my God. As he looks up, he has his hands, or his hands are tied, I guess. Well, he looks up at you. You stab him for 10 piercing damage. How do you kill him?
I just stab straight into his midsection, pull the blade out. Nothing crazy. Just trying to leave.
Nothing crazy. Just murdered him.
So as you kill this...
So he slit someone's throat, dragged him in the woods.
As you kill...
Then she stepped on that guy's body. I mean, y'all not innocent.
Roy doesn't want any part of this.
As you kill him, Ashina Ruri, you look over and she's doing that meme where she's just nodding her head. Yes. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you easy over there. Now, you see that guy that Stella just shish kebobbed, right?
Yes. Tell him my name. I'm Rassler Payne.
Yeah, right. So, you now are an associate of the Purest Fire. You work for us. There was no other work away around that. Or else Ashina Ruli will get you. You are now on our team. Got it?
I got it.
Oh, you better. You won't be wearing armor, by the way. You have to earn that. Let's go.
So y'all continue eastwards, or do you go into the ruins?
Me and Roy are just looking at each other like...
What the fuck?
What the fuck just happened? We got questionable faces for Stella right now. I mean, I know she almost got fucked up, but we're confused.
Yeah.
Our morals are confused.
I'm gonna go up in his camp and like look around for papers or map or anything that they have.
Okay, so you go into the ruins as you're going in. You make a investigation of 15. You can see they set up camp, so you can see there's a couple of supplies. They have some food there as well as...
Oh, I'm taking that. She starts stuffing shit in her pockets.
Yeah, they have like pretty general rations for soldiers. It's nothing fancy, but it will keep you alive. They got some, you know, water there as well. But other than that, for the campfire, they don't really have any treasures or anything like that. The ruins look old. Again, these ruins are destroyed from within. You can see the statue on the wall is busted up. The walls are all crumbling. Any value that these ruins may have had, as you're looking around, you are assuming that any value has already been taken by someone else at this point.
Well, it looks clean. Let's roll. Come on, hostage. And she slaps his butt.
Oh, he ain't no hostage. This is John. Right, John? This is your new name now.
My name's John.
Let's go, John.
Yikes.
So you continue eastwards as you're supposed to? And
there's more soldiers over there, right?
Well, yeah. So they said there was a group to the east and a group to the north. And heading east is where you need to head because that's towards Shimada.
Is there any way to have a detour around that group, those groups, that way we can just bypass them?
You could do down the road some survival checks, you know, to try and figure out where they are. I mean, these guys just know the general area. They don't know where they've camped up and whatnot.
All right, why are you, what are you doing?
Yep. What are you trying to do there?
Yep.
Gave me the Satsuki stare.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
She looks... I mean, you can get your little hostage to try to throw his crew off his trail if he's scared enough of you.
No, he's naked. He's no longer part of that crew.
He's in us. His undies and he pissed himself.
He's on our team.
Ashina looks at Yeoman Roy.
I mean, do we want to put on the armor that we took from them and act like recruits?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
I mean, their armor's pretty lightweight armor. It's not.
Well, yeah, I didn't think it was going to be helpful. Just
for deception purposes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's up to you guys if you want to put on their armor.
Can't we just avoid them? No.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, you can. You'll just have to do some down the road survival checks to make sure you know exactly where they're at. I mean, you don't know where they're directly at this time. So.
But John does.
He knows the general area. He doesn't know exactly where they're at. He just knows they went to the east.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Zez better not been lying.
Oh, John wouldn't lie to me. Would you, John? He taps, presses his hand on his shoulder and kind of grips it a little bit.
So, do you have rope still tied to him?
No.
Oh, he's just walking?
He swore his allegiance to me.
Okay. Ashina looks at Roy and Yome as you're walking. I'm disappointed in the two of you. You kill all Kodarians on sight. You do not give them mercy after what we just went through. They would have experimented on you, your friends, and your family to give them such mercy.
Oh, this ain't mercy. He's no longer Kodarian. He never was. This is his new life. John's new life.
She looks at Hota. And you got all that you wanted from him, yes? He answered all your questions.
Yeah, maybe if you would have let Hota take you on a date, maybe you would have killed him.
You should kill him here and now, Hota. I will not stand for this. And John now looks at Ashina, then back at Hota. Oh, please, like I said, I have a wife and kids. They forced me onto the front lines. They made us come out here. You think I wanted to take part in this war, and I don't know what you're talking about the Yaksha.
Now, hold on.
Like Yaksha either.
He's pure as fire. That's like killing one of us now.
Yeah, you
go. What do you mean you don't like Yaksha?
Yeah, when we go back to headquarters, we can't take this son of a bitch with us.
He will when he signs up to be a purifier.
They won't let him.
He does. They don't know that.
Ashina won't let him.
That's true.
As he's saying, please, I'll do whatever it takes. Just if my name is John, it's John. Just please let me live so one day I can at least write a letter to my wife and kids.
Hold up. Why did you say you don't? You guys use the Yaksha.
What are you talking about? We don't use Yaksha. What? No, we don't use Yaksha. We just like you guys, we fight Yaksha.
What?
You've been at this job like 2 days. You don't really know what you do.
I mean, that's true. I'm a recruit. I don't know what's going on, but Koldar has never sided with Yaksha. What are you talking about?
I'm confused here. You're saying you fight the Yaksha as well?
I mean, whenever we come across them, yeah, they attack us.
That's a development.
What are you talking about?
Ashina, no. You will not be killing this one. He is coming with me. I have more questions. This is a revelation.
Well, they try to kill you because they're demon monsters. You don't kill them because you have use for them, right?
Ashina looks at Hota, then back at John. Hota, he is recruit. He doesn't know what the army is doing. They sent him here to Hidai Forest to watch over any possible citizens that escaped Aloria and maybe Shimaran's soldiers. You think they're going to tell the entire country of Koldar what they're doing? Of course not.
Listen, John is with me. What are you doing?
Ashina looks over at Hota Wire.
What are you doing?
She takes her Naginata at 25 and 18 for a total of over 20 damage. She stabs him in the chest. And as he is stabbed,
Hota, you said you wouldn't kill me.
John!
Ashina looks at John in the eyes as she kicks him off of her blade onto the ground, and she raises her Naginata for a second attack, which is the 9 points of damage. And right before she slashes down at him, she does this so quickly that you're not even able to stop her right away.
Please, I have a wife and kids.
I don't care. And she slams the blade across his neck, cutting his head off. And she looks at Hota. No prisoners. And she continues to walk down the path as she's ignores the rest of you.
As she walks away, Stella goes to the group.
Okay. I was with her at first, but we're not going to let her run the group, are we?
Done.
Kind of a loose cannon right now. She did have a really bad couple of days.
Yeah, it's the time to check, though. You do get her in bed. You're not getting rid of her, even if you want her to go away. This is not the type of problem you want. You should hold off for her.
He's going to continue on, huh? Fair enough.
She's a great companion, though, as far as being a warrior, doing what needs to be done. She'll be a great aspect to the story I have to tell about my life.
We probably really could have used that guy when we got close to the camps. He probably could have told us where they were.
Well, maybe they'll make another fire.
God damn it, John. I'm going to miss Phil.
John!
Phil.
John! So Ashina has shown some of that bloodlust that she originally had when you first met her in the first combat. If you all remember fighting the Yaksha in the sewers.
Yep.
She did have a bit of a crazy to her.
A bit of a crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, again, she is your ally from what you can tell. She did sound intimidating when she spoke about killing them. I mean, granted, you guys did go through some crazy shit. They killed her friends. So she's probably going through her own thing right now. But currently, she's still an ally. So just keep that in mind. She's just not susceptible to the idea of taking any Koldarians prisoner. Kill them on sight is her current motive as you all attempt to get back to Shumara.
She made me into a liar.
That she did.
All right, fair enough. Let's continue on after her before she kills someone else.
And do the rest of you fall down the path or do you do anything else around here as you are now standing around several dead Koldarians?
Following her.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So with that then, we will go ahead and say that this ends this episode of Taverns and Caverns.
Damn, man.
Sheesh.
I really wanted to take John with me.
Ryan said, no, I'm not fucking giving you any more NPCs.
He has information. I know he does. That can help our army.
I mean, he told you all he knew.
John was his boy. And you just
if he was telling the truth, then...
Not all Koldarians know about the Yaksha. Right. That was the most damning one.
Well, now you have that knowledge. Look, good thing he said that before he died.
Damn.
I didn't kill John. Ashinoruri killed John.
John.
No, I have to put myself in her shoes with the type
you're
of...
You're a murderer.
Yeah.
I'm not a murderer. I'm a murderer. Did you not see Stella just stab the fuck out of that?
Yeah, I did.
Man, listen, I wasn't the first to draw blood in this game, and I won't be the last.
I scared him straight. He was on my team. He was a purest fire initiate.
You wrote a 12 intimidation.
How do you know
he was a victim of circumstance?
How do you know he wasn't just doing it to not die? He might have tried to escape later on.
Oh, they all do it to not die. It's just we give them more reasons to not do it later on. That's all.
Well,
he's never going to walk alone.
Well, hope you all enjoyed that session. You got a little bit of story and craziness.
Yep.
That's all I got for today's session. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns and Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.